You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Four seasons greetings to you all from Menards.
We in here, man. Holidays, weekends.
Yo, YBH.
Trying to take over.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best friends in DMV.
The research says that black women, when we do the same diets as white women, we lose less weight and we lose it slower. And what public health practitioners think is that our stress responses in the body change our metabolism. It's literally that. The racism that you're experiencing and the struggle to make ends meet actually means the diet don't work for you the same.
What's going on, everyone? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back with another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Man, I'm just going to update y'all briefly. I'm feeling great. Had a great week, off to a great start in the new year. I think I told y'all that already, but I'm gonna tell y'all again. I hope the same for y'all. I'm getting great feedback on the podcast, so please, all feedback is welcome. Keep it coming, and let's get to it, man. You know I got some stuff for y'all. You know social media is crazy when it comes to this fitness and health and that movement. So with that being said, man, let's get into it. So this first clip here is not sure what the interview was. I only got the short form of it, but let's take a look at it. All right.
You're so worried about health, and maybe you should go on a diet, honestly.
I don't care about going on a diet. See, fat phobia is rooted in racism, so you are a racist little baby.
I'm a racist because I said you should probably go on a diet.
So, as you can see, we have a lady here who it appears that the reporter or the person asking questions asked a question about health, and the lady got offended and said that she's fat phobic and racist. So anytime we point out someone's weight or health, we get shamed for it and get called some type of phobia or ist. And it's very unfortunate, and this whole mindset is a result of body positivity. I did a whole episode on body positivity, but I'm gonna get a little bit deeper into it today. So pretty much, I feel like this is a very toxic movement, and so I'm just gonna address one part of that video. She said racist, right? And nowadays, everything is racist, and me being a black man is saying that everything is racist is pretty sad, because these type of comments, these type of videos, it takes away from real racism. It takes away from the root of the real issue. And what's going to happen is, which it is happening now, that people are going to get tired of hearing this word, and that when real racism actually happens, it's going to be hard for it to be addressed, because people are going to be so sick of hearing it. And if we're going to talk about racism, let's keep it in racism and not health. All right, racism has, I mean, it does. That's another that's another episode. I've talked about it with restaurants in the neighborhood. We can talk about it on that end, but let's keep it out of stuff like this, right? And so moving forward with the body positivity movement, I feel like it's silencing negative emotions, and it's telling people to be positive no matter what. So the negative emotion with this body positivity stuff is people look in the mirror, they don't like what they see. They fit clothes or don't fit clothes, they don't like what they see. And it's just like, oh, you should be happy anyway. Now, obviously, you should be happy in life, right? You should wake up happy. You should be happy with who you are. That's an issue. But, you know, there are some things you can't change, but your body is something that you can change. We got control of that. We got control of our mind, and we got control of what the fuck we put in our mouth and what we eat. That's a fact. That is a cold, hard fact. We got control of that. So I don't think it's healthy to just silence the negative emotions. They can be addressed. Hey, I don't like my weight. Let me address this. What can I do differently, right? Another thing, too, is supporting unhealthy lifestyle habits. So you basically telling people to keep eating fat. You keep eating sloppy, keep being sloppy. That's not healthy at all. That goes against everything I preach. That goes against everything people in the fitness world preach. And matter of fact, I need to do an episode on this. I saw a lady on TikTok, and she was like a body positivity trainer, right? So she was heavy set. All her clients are heavy set. And you're pretty much just encouraging people to not get better. Like, people just working out just to be working out, just to say they did it. You know, maybe they have fun with it. Maybe they get a little bit better. Maybe they lose a little bit of weight. But it kind of defeats the whole purpose of fitness. And, you know, people like me that have seen it change lives, it's changed my life. It kind of defeats the whole purpose of it. That's really unfortunate. Causes excuses, and it causes people to be delusional. You sitting here, you don't like what you see, look in the mirror, you hate what you wear, you hate how you look in it, and it's just okay. So, that whole racism comment is crazy. And then we keep calling it fat phobia. Like, phobia means I'm scared of something. I'm not scared of you because you overweight. Like, I don't have an issue with you, right? But if you come, first of all, if you come to me for help, we're going to try to fix the problem. And second of all, like, I think it was on Twitter the other day. I wrote, I'm gonna pull the tweet up. I'm not going to pull the response up, but I'm going to put the tweet right here. But basically, I wrote a tweet, and it was like, this girl was basically asking, like, what can you eat for, something sweet that's healthy, you know, when you want to diet? And I literally wrote fruit. I wrote, like, a low-carb protein snack and protein pancakes. So this heavy-set girl, mind you, I'm not even talking to this person. Like, this person just, I don't know what they must not have anything going on. They came on my timeline and was like, what the hell are protein pancakes? So, and like on certain social media platforms, I like giving advice. I like helping people to any knowledge that I have that I can help people. I'm down for it. So her energy was just off. Like, what the hell are protein pancakes? Now, if she would have asked me, like, hey, I've never heard of protein pancakes. What's that? Can you explain that to me? What's that? I would have gladly like responded to her. So, as I said, so since her energy was, what the hell are protein pancakes? I said, you got Google. And she was like, oh, weights don't make you cute. You ugly. Da-da-da-da-da. The weights don't stop bullets either. What in the world, bro? What? Like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, this whole body positivity thing, I mentioned it before. Like, people are not happy when the people that mention this and turn to this as a counter to fitness and being healthy, they are not happy. If you respond like that, first of all, the first response that she had to me about what the hell are protein pancakes, like, that's just, you're not healthy. You're not interested in being healthy, and you're in a dark space. I'm sorry. That's just the truth about body positivity, and people's reactions to it are, they make it clear, because that's not the first time somebody came at me with a personal, like, they tried to give me a personal insult or threaten me with this body, with a response to health and fitness, you know? So, pretty sad, but that's the world we live in. It's a reality. So, and lastly on this part, man, a lot of people that are caught up in this mindset, they don't understand, like, what you put in is what you get out of it. You know what I mean? Like, And it's the same with, so that could apply, that applies to fitness and burning calories, and that applies to your body and its response to certain foods. When it comes to fitness, the amount of work you put in, I say this all the time, when I, like last week when I was talking about my clients that needs to put more days in the gym, the amount of work you put in is what you're going to get out. And what you, if you put fat shit in your body, what you get out of it is a fat body. That's what you get out, right? What you put in is what you get out. And people don't understand that. They feel like it's genetics. They feel like it's a phobia that's keeping people away from that. And it's just very unfortunate, man. So, you know, with that being said, let's keep the racism on racism, and then let's not add that to health and fitness. And shoot, man, let's... If you got this mindset, you got to change, cause you going down the wrong path, man. So I'm gonna pull up this second video. This one was really crazy to me, bro. I had to cut the video off. That's how bad it was. So I'm gonna pull up this second video real quick.
I'm gonna prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today. If white people didn't go looking for spices, then various sea routes to Indian subcontinent and Africa and other places of the world would not get discovered. And if they didn't get discovered, then East India Company would never come to Indian subcontinent. And if they didn't come, then the fertility of the land would not get...
Bro, hold on, bro. Hold on, man. She broke down a whole history lesson. What, I'm in a world history class in middle school? Bruh. She is... At this point, these people are brainwashed. They are brainwashed. That's crazy. She broke down a whole history lesson, dog. She eating hot dogs, Twinkies, ice cream, toaster strudels, cake, pizza, chicken wings, and she gonna break down the whole history lesson. Come on now, man. Come on. She probably been in a, and I'm not trying to make fun of the girl, but like, no bullshit. She probably been in a caloric surplus for the past 2 or 3 days. The girl couldn't have been more than 24, 25 years old. She's probably been in a caloric surplus for the past 2 or 3 decades, bro. No cap. No, hold on. You said no cap?
Stop the cap.
Bro. I love my soundboard. But no, for real, like, these people are brainwashed. It's sick. At this point, I really believe it's a mental illness to have that level of lack of accountability. That is the highest level I've ever seen. And, you know, I've dealt with stubborn clients. I've dealt with clients who don't listen. I've dealt with clients who don't care. And I've never, ever thought that they had a mental illness. This is a mental illness. This is crazy. And you absolutely need, when it comes to your health and fitness, you absolutely need accountability. You can't have a lack of accountability. First thing, when you have a lack of accountability, you have no set goals. You out here just winging it. You just going to the gym, just doing whatever, eating whatever, and then you mad at that there's no results. So if you want to get results in the gym, you got to have, not only do you have to have accountability, but you got to have set goals. And I recommend having small goals, right, to start. I'm going to lose a pound this week. I'm going to lose a pound the first 2 weeks. I'm going to get to the gym 4 days out of 7 and not go there 2 days and sit on my ass 5 days. Sorry, I got personal. But that's a problem I've been dealing with for years. People don't understand it. And maybe they understand it, but they just decide to do whatever the hell they want to do. All right. Got to have clear goals. I'm going to be able to lift this amount. And by next month, okay? Another thing, when you're accountable, you're able to analyze your progress and you're able to, you're able to analyze your progress and you're able to self-assess, right? You can look in the mirror, hey, I was trash this week. I didn't get to the gym the amount of times I was supposed to. I ate trash. I ate like I had no type of discipline. And even like this even applies to other areas. So I can self-assess myself as a trainer or as a businessman. Hey, Chris, did you greet every client with energy today? No, you were trash. You were boring and acted like, you know, you don't want this client to come back. All right, I need to do better. Hey, were you nice to your family members? I'm not mean to my family members, but sometimes when you get caught up in business, you get busy. I'm waking up at 3:30 in the morning. I cannot be the best son, or I cannot be the best cousin. Like, I need to check in on people. I need to do better with that. You have to be able to self-assess in different areas. You can do it with your job as well if you're not a trainer. So you have to be able to self-assess. Another thing with when you lack accountability, your motivation is always going to be super low, which means you have no discipline. And this is something I bring up all the time. I know I sound like a broken record, but you're not going to freaking feel motivated all the time. And I've had people quit my training program, and it's been like, she didn't have motivation, that's why she stopped. No shit. Like, the fittest people on earth don't be motivated. I don't know why y'all think, like, we just, like, people just wake up, and I'm pretty fit, but I ain't the fittest dude on earth. Like, there are professional athletes, there are, the nurse who's in the gym, all the way down to the, you know what I'm saying, anybody that goes to the gym, they don't feel motivated every day. Like, people don't just wake up like, oh my God, I'm so excited to go to the gym. I'm so excited to do squats today and my legs are going to be sore 2 days from now. Like, people don't, it's not real. But what people are motivated about is the character that they build from it, and then the results, the actual physical and mental results you get from it. So that's just discipline. Hey, I don't want to do this. I know I have to. Boom, we good to go. That's it. And then another thing too, I actually did talk about this last week, but people just think there's no consequences to their actions. And, you know, I hate to say this, I don't know if I mentioned this on the podcast, maybe I have, but I didn't have a relationship with any of my grandparents for real. They all pretty much died before I could really have a relationship with them because of health issues. And I God bless their hearts, you know, rest in peace. It's sad to say, but I'm pretty sure they weren't, you know, living it. Well, from what my parents tell me, they weren't living an active lifestyle. They didn't necessarily eat the healthiest things, and there's consequences to that. And we, you know, I joke around and laugh on the podcast, but that's real. And especially a lot of y'all who watch the podcast are parents. And, you know, what type of example are you setting for your kids? What type of example will you set for your grandkids if you have them? Or do you want to see your grandkids if you have them? So as someone who didn't have, a relationship with my grandparents, that's one of my long-term goals. I want to be a grandparent. That's it. I mean, I would love to be a great grandparent, but right now I'm focused on I want to be a grandparent. And, you know, I look forward to doing that someday. So, and I just thought of another thing too. Hold on, before I go on to that.
I'm gonna prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat.
I got it on the soundboard now. Hold on. I got it on the soundboard.
See, fat phobia is rooted in racism.
hold on. First, sorry if you're listening to the podcast on the Apple Podcast. I'm sorry if you're watching on YouTube. Hold on, just look at her body movement real quick. Hold on.
You're so worried about health, and maybe you should go on a diet, honestly.
I don't care about going on a diet. See, fat phobia is rooted in racism, so you are a racist little baby.
This is how you know she's wrong. Anybody who points down like this when they talk, if you're not watching on YouTube, she did like a little, she pivot her foot and then pointed down at the ground. It was real weird. Anybody who's moving like that and talking, they don't have a valid point to make. They can't. How am I listening to somebody? All right, I had to get that off my chest because that was just weird. That was hella weird. But one thing I really wanted to post about this, but I'm not going to because people are gonna see it and feel offended. And I'm sure they don't watch the podcast. They might if they see it on the podcast. Oh well. I'm really trying to figure out. This is off topic, by the way. But it's been on my mind all week, and I could talk to y'all. This is my fitness community. I love y'all. Y'all love me. Well, I'm trying to figure out why when clients will fire me, This doesn't happen often. I get fired. I'm not perfect. Clients will fire me, right? And it'll be a client that does nothing that I asked them to do. Like, you literally did nothing I asked you to do. Like, one girl fired me, and she was like, yeah, I'm hitting a plateau, and I'm going to get another trainer. So she went and got another trainer. I'm not sure what the girl's doing now, what she looks like. She doesn't post on Instagram anymore. So that could be, she could be on her grind, or she's not changing. I don't know. And I just noticed two other girls are talking about, like, how healthy they're eating, they're not drinking, how much they want to go to the gym, and they're eating less, and all this bullshit. And it's like, that's what I've been asking y'all to do. That's literally what I've been asking y'all to do. So y'all fire me and then decide that y'all want to do the shit that I asked y'all to do. So because of this, what I started doing was screen recording my client stories. So I have at least two clients in the past day. I've screen recorded their story, and I'm just waiting for that bullshit text to come. I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for it. I can't wait. Is that petty? I don't know if it's petty. I feel like I have to do it though. I have to protect myself because people will go out there and talk crazy about the trainer. Like, I'm sure there are people out there who probably think I'm just like a bullshit trainer just on here talking just because of people's reviews about me or whatever. And you know, there's a clear difference between the people who get results and don't get results. So yeah, I had to get that off my chest because that shit was bothering me all week. I'm not gonna lie, I be scrolling on the timeline just fuming like ugh. But yeah, don't blame the trainer if you ain't listening to him. But look, with all that being said, let's cut this body positivity bullshit. And to be honest, they go in a category with this girl.
The diet don't work for you the same.
They go in the same category with that bullshit that lady was preaching. If you didn't see that episode, that's actually my most viewed podcast. I'm going to plug that episode in here. But, yeah, that goes in with...
The diet don't work for you the same.
Talking about if you didn't see that podcast, you're talking about the diets don't work the same for white women and black women. The diets work for white women, but it don't work for black women. So I broke that down. You know what I'm saying? I debunked her whole mindset and the people that was agreeing with her. So yeah, man. And with that being said,
stop the cap.
And there's another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. And any feedback, any recommendations, any suggestions, shoot me a DM, put it in the comments. And like, subscribe, follow me on Instagram, cop some gear. The new t-shirts just dropped in red. They on the website, and I'll holler at y'all in a couple days. We out.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best friends in DMV.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.